Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Creation Light Chip Healing here on BBSRadio.com or on Station 1 tonight. And it's Wednesday, so we're doing Clearing Profile Night tonight. And we're going to talk about the bites and stings clearing tonight because hopefully with all of you, spring's here, the weather's warming up, and all those creepy crawlies and bugs and stuff that bite and sting us breeding and growing and getting active and starting to nibble on humans and animals alike. So let's see, before we get going, if you do have any bites or stings, maybe even old ones that are still floating around in your system and you're still itching perhaps, if you want to type those into the FOSS chat or send over to CLS for Creation Light Chip, clsquestions@yahoo.com. We will take your requests for samples. So let's see, before we get going on all of that, Ron, let me just make sure you're connected up. You're with me, right?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, great. So we will start, I think, by activating the light beam. Ron will activate the light beam for us on the CBS page. So if you scroll down below the play buttons, you'll come to a nice big picture of a light beam. So pull that up so it's filling your screen. And Ron, do you want to go ahead?
Yep, here we go. So let's activate the light beam. One, two, these are male energies coming. Three, four, and five. And use the word stronger. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so the bites and stings clearing is actually listed on Ron's homepage at creationlightship.com. So once you're on the homepage, just scroll down, about halfway down. You'll come to an orange title that is called Emergency Healings, and there are a couple of healings there, and one of them is Bites and Stings. So you click on that. If you are a single person, you can get this healing just for $20 for a whole month, and if you are a family or have a family, you can get it for $30 for everyone in your family for a month. So then you go in and you buy the clearing and you get your codes and you jump on the page, and you put your name in, or the name of your family member. And below that, there is a drop-down box. And it's got a few examples in, but there's also the custom input, because there are many more things that bite and sting us. So in the drop-down box right now are mosquitoes, ticks, ants, bees or wasps, spiders, scorpions, and also dog or cat is listed. So you could be bitten by a dog or a cat and use this clearing. Let's see, Ron. Should we, I think Liz wrote in ticks. So I'm going to put tick in my drop-down box here. So there are 7 steps in this. Maybe we should start by, you can tell us, Ron, why we even need to do a clearing from something that's bitten us.
As you probably have the DNA in you from that creature. We have that one clearing up about doing a dog bite on somebody and going into many, many types of energy clearings. That's on one of the drop-down boxes from, you know, a previous BBS show maybe a couple years ago or so.
Yeah.
And the very last part of it, I think, was when I released the DNA to get the person to have some relief. So if something bites you, in a sense, they're living with you now. So that's the bad part. So you want to get that out of you. And then it can also activate your ancestors' problems of what they've had as far as being bitten by something. And that's probably the main reason, because things will start to recycle, and you don't want to keep having that poison and the energy of whatever it would be, maybe itching or something like that. That would be the least probably of the whole situation, is to have itches in you, but it could also create a rash And that, so where's the rash come from? Is it from the current biter, or is it from something stored inside of you that got activated? I think it'd probably be the latter. So here we go. Let's do just a clearing for ticks. And here we go. So if you had a tick bite, just think about it now. You may want to put your hand in the area while it's released that energy, and then we'll get the drop-down box that Carrie's talking about here, the different steps. But we'll do a tick release. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. So before we go through the steps, I'm just going to, you know, I mentioned in the intro about doing bites, and you, I think, just mentioned, too, if we'd had one in the past, and Ed was, I think, is wondering about clearing every bite that we've ever had. So can we use this on old bites? Say we got, like I got stung by a wasp on my ear when I was a kid. Could that be put in here, or is this just for current active bites? Which way should we use this clearing?
Oh, whatever is bothering you, you could go back. I think the clearing is, how long is the clearing good for once they get into the page, Carrie?
For 1 month.
A month. So, yeah, you could go back and do them. I don't see any reason for that, why you shouldn't or couldn't. Mainly it's for somebody who just got bitten who has a situation, but that's kind of what, you know, this is for. So, you know, go back to when you had that sting by the wasp, or maybe the red ant got you. Maybe you only had one bite. Maybe you had many. So everybody has situations. And, you know, are you having it each year? Is it coming to you each year? You know, mosquito bites, you know, or something. So you may want to do a clearing to at least get that stuff released from you. Because, after you have the bite and then it goes away maybe maybe a week or a month, depending on how bad it is, then where did that stuff go to? Did you absorb all the poisons in you? Is it still inside of you? And then you get activated by something else, and it gets compounded. You know, that's probably what you want to do is do more clearings to get it out of you. So if you are, you know, like a magnet for a particular insect or something, then you may want to go in and clear out maybe different years when you had these things come to you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then, Ron, the other aspect of this, of course, is that many of the things, and a cat and a dog would not be included in this, but pretty much everything else that does bite us and sting us has poison or venom or, you know, some kind of toxin that they put into our bodies, and they are creatures that are not from the light. So we're clearing dark side energies with a lot of this stuff, right? I want to check with you.
Yeah, that is correct, yes, because these are typically the dark side energies because they shouldn't be biting you to begin with. So you have an alien life form that's physical here that was brought to this planet that is choosing to possibly, take away your energy and maybe even eat you, you know, destroy you. So that's kind of what it's about. So they're an alien life form that's here. Doing just that. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So we've got a few different bugs that people are requesting. So let's. I'm going to go through the different steps, and if you could do samples. The first one that was requested was ticks, and you. I don't know what aspect of that you cleared, but step one on the bites and stings page is removing the physical poison. So should we just start over with ticks and clear clear that? I don't know what aspect you cleared when you did it, but if you can focus
on... We could do that. That'd be fine.
Okay.
I did a basic, probably poison release from that. But here we go. So we'll just zero in here on poison. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And see if your body is responding some way. Might be feeling warmer. You might have more itches. If you have itches, it means that we didn't get rid of all of it. So that means it's up to you to continue on with that. If you do feel a reaction happening, you may not even have that tick bite right now. It could have been, you know, last year. So if you are reacting to this, then you need to go in and get that clearing. Next one, Carrie, number two.
Okay, so number two, step two is, and I'll just say the timer is preset for each of these steps at 15 minutes. So, you know, if you're experiencing what Ron just described and it's continuing to bother you, you can change the timer and, you know, do an hour or two on this to keep getting that poison removed. So step two is remove alien energetic poison.
Oh, here we go. Okay. So... to be energies energetically connected you to the beyondo. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's rough. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie.
Okay, so step number three is entity removal. So this would be entities, what would this be, Ron? Entities of other people that had a tick bite or tick entities?
It definitely could be, yeah, that they could come to you.
Okay.
So and maybe the tick has entities, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
Work both ways. Remember, everything likes to be quartered and connected energetically. So here we go. That's the dark side plan for everything. And here we go, entities. So releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
All right. Now the next one on here is actually orb removal.
Okay. Here we go, releasing that energy, orb. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie dokie.
Okay. That's number four. So number five is physical healing. So I guess the site that got bitten or stung, this would work on the tissue in that area. So physical healing for where the site where you got your tick bite.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, this is your location, huh? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
All right. So step number six is spirit healing. So maybe you can describe, Ron, why our spirit needs a healing when our body gets a tick bite.
Because your spirit has the same bite that you have. And so because of that, remember, your spirit is in you, with you, and whatever you experience, that's this experience. So it will have the same problem that you're having. And that's why sometimes it's very difficult to have a healing because you have not worked with the spirit yet. And so it kind of works both ways. As you do a healing on your body, it will tend to heal the spirit. And then if you heal your spirit, it can also help to heal your body. So both ways is a way to do that. But somehow, maybe you don't go far enough to do the clearings. maybe you felt okay, but your spirit still has this problem, and you wonder why it's taking longer. So that's the reason why I put that in there, to get you a little more further along the road of healing. So here we go. A spirit healing to take away that tick bite from your spirit, that energetic energy with your spirit. Here we go. So releasing that. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
All right, and so, okay, so step number 7, after we've fixed that piece of our spirit that got the bite, is spirit integration.
Okay, so here we go. Remember, you need to get your spirit energy connected back to that location, because once you had the bite, your spirit's not going to come into that location, number one. Number two, it's also wounded, so it wouldn't even probably understand about light at all, because it has darkness in it, and you have darkness in you, so there's no way that it can come into your body to do a healing on you. So here we go, spirit integration. So your spirit now is healed, or you could say corrected from this situation. And now it's going to come back into your body there to aid healing with you. So here we go. One, or to even activate the healing. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, oh boy, 9 and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
All right. Thanks, Ron. So, as I mentioned, the drop down box has, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 things on it. So I'm just wondering, this isn't really being bitten, but could we use this clearing, Ron, to help us with poison ivy or poison oak? We get that on us?
Well, it's a sting, right? So it feels like, I guess that would help. Yeah, very possibly. We'll just see if anybody out there is itching. So I would say you could probably do that with that clearing, yeah, because it is a sting in a sense. Your body feels like it has been stung by a plant, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, a bite is an animal or insect or something. And the other one, and this I think could also work maybe for dog bites and stuff and cat scratches or whatever. Because I think it would be underneath that also. I believe
that's listed, yeah.
Yeah, it may not be listed there, but I think we could use
it. No, it is. Cat and dog is listed.
Okay, so we could do that. Let's do one off the wall here. What do you think about alien bites?
Oh, I don't think I want to think about it, but I think maybe you want to clear it.
Okay, so here we go.
Internal nibblings.
Yeah, so here we go. Let's. Everybody out there, I'm sure, has, you know, felt good doing your normal stuff, you know, whatever that would be, walking around, having a good day, and all of a sudden you go, I got this pain or this. Something like bit me, and you look around and nothing's there, and you feel this mark on you, possibly a scar. That happens sometimes, or a little scratch. Or you look for like the mosquito that bit you, but it's no longer around you. You don't even see it, and well, something got you. So I'm sure everybody out there is kind of relating to that. That something felt like a physical thing happening, and they look around and nothing is there. And now you have a little problem for maybe, you know, a short amount of time. You know, it could be half a minute or so. And you're wondering, what the heck is going on? What got me? Well, you may have been under attack by something and it bit you. Remember, you didn't see it, and it wasn't physical here, but it was energetic, and it got you. So let's do a clearing for that. So this is for the people out there that had a pain in their body, didn't know where it came from, and all of a sudden, you know, you just kind of thought, well, just the body had a pain, big deal, you know. So let's release that energy. So let's take away the first part. And you need to kind of think back when that happened. You may not even know when it happened. Sometimes it goes really quick and your mind has no place to process it because you felt it, but you didn't see it. So let's do the poison. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And this might be, I don't know how many people are following me on this one here. So from the Beyond-O, it looks like. 1, 2 orbs. I think that's two. No, 4 is orbs. This is Beyond-O stuff. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And entities coming to you. Oh, boy, the alien family. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That one's rough. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So they found a home. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yep. Guess you were delicious here. I got my T-shirt from a friend that gave it to me. He was in, I think, probably Scottsdale, Arizona. And this is great. It's going a little sideways here, but I got it next to me here. It's a rattlesnake, and it has sunglasses on with a little handkerchief around its neck, and its tail's holding a fork, and it says, the caption on the top says, "Send more tourists." And underneath it is, "The last ones were delicious." The picture is great. Just looking at the snake as an alien, you know, coming to us to have more feasting here. Anyway, may not be funny to you, but it's kind of interesting. So here we go, orbs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now the location on your body. So that might be hard to identify where the pain was. Maybe you had a pain internally and you were walking and all of a sudden you held your back. Oh, and that really hurts. So it would be somewhere in your back area, but you probably can't pinpoint it exactly. But you know the general area. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, there we go, cleared. And now we'll get the stuff out of your spirit. And, interesting. There's very little spirit energy here. Oh, boy. Maybe the spirit got absorbed by the aliens, taken away. Which could be maybe what your pain is. I don't know. But we'll do a spirit clearing, but it feels like it's not much at all there. Here we go. 1, somebody got stolen. 2, they're grabbed. 3, 4, 5, 6, that's all I can do. Okay, what's the last one? Integration of the spirit? Well, it's hardly even there. So 1, 2, that's it. We're done.
Wow.
So back to you, Carrie.
Interesting. Yeah, that what you just did is kind of alien attack page stuff, too. You know, all the alien critters are on that page, which most of you, I'm sure, are familiar with that clearing. It's kind of like a tie-over between these two clearings. With this one, I guess, was designed more for things outside of our bodies biting us, and then you just did one for stuff inside us, even though these external things mostly are life forms also from the dark that are living here physically, as you said. Okay, one other thing that I wanted to ask you, and I'm sure the answer is yes, but I want to check, is can we buy this clearing for our cat or our dog, or, you know, because they get tick bites and they get flea bites all summer.
Definitely, yeah. By all means, of course.
Yeah, okay, great. I know I've done this one for my cat a couple of summers ago when it first came out. I think we've had this clearing for about 2 years. You put it up a couple of years ago, Ron, I think, and I did it for my cat who was having a bad flea summer before I discovered other remedies to keep them away, and I think it was very soothing for him to get this energy off him. Helped a lot. So that's another use for this. So it's not just for humans. We can use this for our pets. So that's wonderful. So we have, Ron, quite a few different different requests of bugs that have been listed. And I think probably the one that we, I would imagine everybody has been bitten by, so we'll see how we all feel, and maybe you can run down and do samples for, and that's mosquitoes. I don't imagine there's really anyone that's never been bitten by a mosquito.
Okay, here we go, mosquitoes. So let's take away the poison. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh dear, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I guess 2 is from the Beyondo, right, Carrie?
Yeah, 2 is remove alien energetic poison.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, okay.
And then number 3, the entity removal that would be associated with this, any entities that this brought to you?
Yeah, so here we go. Mosquito Klingon. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Okay. That's 2. So that was 3. Sorry. Number 4 is orbs. But now maybe you can talk a little bit about this, Ron, because we talk about orbs on their own, but it is on this clearing. So. Do you know why that is step number 4, the orbs? How are they associated with these life forms?
Oh, okay. Yeah, the orbs will activate that energy more in you as you get connected to it. That's what the orbs seem to do, is to connect you to the you know, collective consciousness through the jellyfish. And so basically, if you have a problem, they're there to make sure that you're going to suffer. So kind of the way it works there. So here we go, an orb clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so that was orbs. Okay, so then step 5 is the physical healing part. So where the site, the physical site where the mosquito bit us.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Okay, and then step 6, spirit healing. So the part of our spirit that got stung by the mosquito.
Yeah, let's see how that works out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Okay, and then spirit integration.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Oh, we had 4.
Wow.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I guess the question could be, there may be a person out there or two maybe where we're doing this clearing and they go, you know, I didn't have any itches and now I'm kind of scratching and it's bringing me back memories of the time that I got bit, etc. So if that's the case, then you know, you definitely need to do this clearing because this stuff is in you and we sort of like started to release it, but it wasn't done completely. So I would assume that most people have had more than one mosquito bite, you know. And, you know, so if you had 100 of them in your lifetime, then you may have quite a bit of energy from them inside of you that you probably don't want. So if you are itching or feeling a rash coming or something like that, you know, on the very far end of the scale, which really shouldn't happen, but it could, then know that you need to get this stuff out of you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and while I'm thinking of it, since you said we can use this for bites that we've had in the past, it would probably be a good idea to sit down and maybe do a Google search on things that bite and sting us and pull from that list everything that you then remember being stung by. So once you get the clearing, you've got that month to work your way through and you won't forget anything that did sting you. And Ron, what about using this in conjunction with the timeline crash? Could we timeline crash mosquito bites, getting bitten by these different things?
I would think, yeah, you could do that if you happen to have an insect or something that keeps biting you all the time. You may want to get off that timeline. Maybe in your psychic billboard too, you know, telling all the mosquitoes to come and bite you because you want to have that experience and you have great blood and they want that. So you might do that. So
yeah.
Very interesting. Was it,
yeah.
Out there is scratching or itching or something. I'm kind of curious. If you are, you don't have to put your name in. Just say that you, feel a little uncomfortable or something. But that would be interesting to see how people are doing. We could take a phone call or two if somebody wants to call in and just let us know how they're feeling after this clearing. So
yeah. I'm noticing.
Shine
sorry,
some
go
good
ahead.
Light on what's happening to people. So back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, my neck is itching. My just below my chin, where kind of your neck leaves your head. Kind of. I've got an itch on the right side there, and an itch over on the left side of my neck, which actually, for me, was happening when you did the being nibbled on the inside. From an alien, invisible alien life form. I was getting those feelings then, but that's when they showed up. I don't know if it was from one of the earlier ones.
Let's do one for people that might have a rash, maybe hives, I guess. So I'll just do a general clearing on that. So here we go. So one, I'll just kind of clear all these at once, basically. Just a blanket type of clearing. So for hives or a rash, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks. I'm also noticing we've got Pete in Australia is listening today, and I know in Australia they have the greatest number of poisonous snakes, and snakes aren't listed on the drop-down box, so we could put that in the custom input box. If you've ever had a snake bite, those can be pretty nasty. All right. So, Ron, I was thinking maybe we could you could do a round of samples for our pets, but of course the thing that bites both another thing that bites both animals and us, and that would possibly happen if we have pets is fleas.
Okay, we could do one for fleas. I'm saying bed bugs here.
Yep,
and
we've got bed
flies.
Bugs.
Those
yep.
could both be pretty, boy.
Yep.
Yeah, bed bugs, boy. I don't know if I could. Let's just do a clearing for bed bugs. So 1, 2, a general one, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do one about flies biting you. 1, 2, 3. Oh boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do one for pets and animals here. if you have a pet or animal that maybe has a condition there or something like fleas, and they also bite people. So here we go, fleas. So releasing that energy, we can do the poison first. So I'll do that. You can give me the numbers, Carrie. So poison, releasing that from you and your animal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Okay, so step two is remove the alien energetic poison.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
And step three is entity removal.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm just thinking, I heard this story about a person a long time ago, and they used to do this, and it was funny, and I saw him do it to somebody else. It didn't affect me, but this person said, watch this here. So he goes up to his friend, and he starts scratching a little bit here, like scratching one arm and the next arm and kind of behind his neck, you know. And after about, 15 seconds of this here, now the other person starts scratching, different places. I guess it's like misery loves company or something.
Yeah.
But this person then said, stop it. I'm starting to itch, So what could that be? That could be the entities coming in. They wanted to have some action with the person. So here we go, more entities. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Next one.
All right. Let's see. Number four is orbs.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
And the next one is number five is physical healing for the site of your bite.
Oh, boy, with fleas, it could be anywhere, couldn't it, just about? But here we go.
Yeah.
If your dog or cat has it, you may want to just divide it off in sections or something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, okay?
Gosh, I'm starting to feel this under my chin as well. How funny. Number six, spirit healing. Healing
hey,
the
one,
of your spirit.
Two,
sorry.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay.
And the last one is spirit integration.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
All right, thank you. So hopefully everybody's pets got a nice clean bill of health now. So, all right, so we've got some
I think
more.
If your pet has fleas, I'd probably do it, I'd probably put about 5 hours into it.
Yeah.
Because every year they get it. So, you're going to have to really focus on that to help your pet or animal.
Yeah. We have a question here, Rana, over on CLS Questions, which is kind of interesting. We've said that you can go back over your life and do bites and things and so forth that you got at any point during your life. But this question is, can this be done for a year at a time? You just pick a year and clear for that year.
Probably not, because you have to focus on what happened to you. You need to, I believe there's an entry box there where you put down what it is.
Yeah. So you have to go crystal by crystal.
I would say do it maybe month by month. But by a year, that's just, I don't think it'd be too much to deal with to have it be completed for you. month by month would probably work halfway decent.
Okay.
And then if you have any reactions, then continue doing it until you sense or feel that it's cleared out of you. Remember, you're taking out poisons out of you. So, you know, it took a while to get them, and, you know, to have all the stuff get injected into you. So, you know, you'd have to put some time into it to get them out, and there's many things that can harm us. Back to you.
Okay. Now, we do have somebody is bringing up another buddy is mentioning the Black Widows, which, of course, we can clear them energetically on the Alien Attack page, but we do have the little gems living with us in the physical, and they, of course, have a very toxic bite, Black Widow spiders. So do you fancy running down the list on those? I've never been bitten by a Black Widow on the outside, but I'm sure I have on the inside.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. So, Black Widow poisons, number one. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
And then the alien energetic poison?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next one.
Entity removal.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next one.
The orbs.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
And then physical healing for the site where you got bitten.
Okay. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
And spirit healing.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
And spirit integration.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, back
okay.
to you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. I'm really feeling that one in my face mostly. I feel it in my on my left eyebrow and the bone behind there. And I feel at the beginning when you were just taking the poison pot out, I was feeling it in the flesh of my cheeks and the skin on my cheeks. And I've never been bitten externally by a Black Widow, so that's obviously internal stuff that I was feeling.
It'd be interesting to see. I don't know what clearing to have people do, but if they ever went out with a vampire or something, you know? Oh, you know?
Oh, Ron.
Right. No,
you're funny.
There are people that tend to do that, you know?
Well, luckily, I have not been out with a vampire, so...
No, I don't think anybody listening, hopefully.
But just in case,
hey,
you
Shell.
Can use the bites and stings clearing for your, hopefully, vampire ex.
Yeah,
so let's see. We have about 2.5 minutes left on the show. We're ending a little early tonight. Ron does have another show at 8 o'clock Pacific, and you can go to CLS Questions, not CLS Questions, creationlightship.com, and just scroll down just a little ways over on the right on the homepage, and you'll find the link there, the radio button for the next show. So hope you guys have enjoyed all the samples tonight. This clearing is called Bites and Bites/Stings. Things Healing, and you can find it on the homepage also. If you scroll down in that long column of clearings that are listed on the left there, or you can just type in the word bites and you'll get to it. So if you're just doing it for yourself, it's $20 and you have the clearing for a full month. And if you would like to do your whole family, you can get that for everybody for $30 for a month. And as we mentioned earlier, you can use this clearing for your pets also. And, excuse me, I can't get the image of a vampire at my neck out of my head, Ross. a reminder, Cindy, thanks for typing that in. When you finish this, as in with all the online clearings, that we do, we need to transfer it over to the New Earth Transport Clearing, and Cindy's posted the username and password for that. And you can, if you miss that, you can get it. It's just a penny on the website, so it's basically free. And once you have the codes, you just keep using them for all the clearings that you do online. The samples on the shows, the ones on any of Ron's conference calls, or any in-person or over-the-phone clearing that you have with Ron, those are automatically transferred over to the New Earth. But anything online that you're doing on your own, don't forget to punch the name of that clearing into the New Earth Transport Clearing and get that recovered part of you back over there. Let's see. I think that's probably it, Ron. I know you want to wind up right now, so thanks for a whole ton of samples this evening, and I'll say goodnight.
Hey, goodnight, everybody, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.